Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And if that's the way you feel about your computer, or not, this is the show for you. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We've got one line open, which is rare, so I'm going to give it out now, and you should dial it now at 602-277-KTAR.
Before we went to break, we had a very excellent caller with a very excellent question.
And he's gone either because I screwed up and disconnected him or...
You sure?
Yeah. But wait, that's okay. He asked his question, so I guess we can answer it.
He asked a very excellent question. That is, when I'm not using my computer, should I turn it off or leave it on? What's the best way to go?
So when my computer's just chilling.
Jellin'?
Do I leave it running all the time? Or do I shut it off? And then there's always that in-between option, and I'll ask for the guy who's wondering right now, even though I know the answer, what about that hibernate mode? That's that in-between, right? Where it's kind of on, but it's kind of sleeping.
Yeah. Well, those of us that live with this stuff rarely physically turn off the computer because there are so many power-saving modes that will reduce the electrical draw, which is an issue. It's a concern. You think about if you got four or five computers in your house, those dreaded monitors are the ones that tend to draw the most power, especially those old tube-style monitors that have those big transformers in them. They can suck a lot of power. You can run like four computers on the amount of power that those big monitors used to suck up. So
the monitors are big power draws. So are laser printers.
Yes.
So those things, if they don't have sleep modes, you definitely want to turn those off if you're not going to be using the thing for any length of time at all.
Yeah, because a laser printer will cycle its toner every so often, so it's drawing electricity to do that every, you know, and it's 24/7. So if it's always on, it's always cycling.
Laser printers usually have, like, a light bulb, but it's a special kind of light bulb inside that has to heat things up to several hundred degrees, and it's got to do it very quickly. So imagine the kind of power draw to do that. That's why it really pays to turn those things off if they're not going to be in use for any length of time.
The amount of time that you're going to not use the computer, I think, really has a lot to do with whether you're going to turn this on and off. Is my computer going to last longer? Really, no. And in fact, there's some esoteric views of the computing world that says, since the majority of hard drive failures occur during startup, if you never put the computer into the startup mode, then you're likely less going to have that hard drive failure occur. I'm not so sure that that's really a reason to or not to turn the machine on and off, but these hard drives are actually made to sit there spinning for anywhere from 17 to 35 years.
It's kind of the old thought about cars. The worst thing in the world to do to them is to start them, but obviously you don't leave them running all night long.
Actually, the worst thing is to run them into a wall really fast.
You think starting them is not? I think starting them is way worse than running them into a wall.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Come on.
Maybe more.
Let's get real here, Ken.
More ongoing wear and tear. And there's wear and tear issues. But the spinning of the drive, and that's what a lot of people, well, it's going to wear out. It's not going to wear out if it's just sitting there spinning. It's made to do that. And most of them, after an hour or so, based on the settings in your screensaver, the power-saving settings, will determine whether the drive actually spins down and goes to sleep. So the machine can go to sleep to preserve electricity and those kinds of things. So for the most part, there's no reason to physically turn off your computer every night if you use it every day. Now, if you're in a situation where power is kind of up and down and kind of crazy, you're in a rural area, you're in a part of the country where electrical supplies are very affected by the weather, first of all, you should have good power protection that has its own battery to keep it rolling. But secondly, you may want to consider physically shutting down the machine when you know you're going to run into situations like that. Or if you're going to be away for a week or 2 weeks, go ahead and shut it down. But don't just stop there. If you're shutting it down to protect it from something that might happen when you're not there, remember to also unplug it from the wall, because then it's impossible for it to get any kind of electrical surge. Even if it's turned off, if it's plugged in, there's a chance that the device. I mean, how many people have gone on vacation, come back, and their TV's blown up? It wasn't because it was turned on. It was because it was plugged into the wall. So that's kind of the two paths. Yes, when you're going to be away for a while, and no, if you use it every day. If you're somewhere in between, then you're going to have to, you know, kind of decide, well, how often, you know, do I want to wait for that extra time for it to boot up? And, you know, if you do business out of the home or at an office itself, you know, that extra 30 seconds, extra minute, 2 minutes, whatever it takes to start up the machine, that's aggravating when you want to get to that spreadsheet. So
let's get to the real meat of the question.
What is the meat of the question?
There's two guys in this room that deal with technology on a daily basis. And so we would probably do what we thought was the best for our own technology.
No, we're lazy.
Right? But everybody that I know that's in this business
yeah.
leaves their PC on all the time.
And all the power-saving circuitry that's built into all the hardware and software nowadays really makes it much more conducive to do that. So there's no reason to really turn it off every night unless, you know, you just occasionally use the computer throughout the day. And, you know, but turning it on and off multiple times a day, to me, that's actually going to put it into a more wear and tear situation than just leaving it on all day and just let it go to sleep. Why don't you just go to sleep?
Yeah.
Just go to sleep.
Hey, you know you said about that TV, you come back from vacation,
yeah.
it's blowed up?
Uh-huh.
If a TV blows up in an empty house, does it make any noise?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because the dog is frightened.
Hmm. What are you doing leaving your dog at home on vacation?
We have a doggy door.
Okay.
Plus, they're protecting the
Should we jump off. Back in on the phone situation to see if we can help some more folks out?
Why not?
Let's see if we can help out. It says Shag, but I hope I'm pronouncing right. Shag?
S-H-A-G. That's right.
Hey, welcome to the Computer Corner. Listen, before we get to your question, I have to ask you a question.
All right.
Have you ever fully read an end-user license agreement on any piece of software you've ever installed?
I believe I have early in the game, but certainly not lately.
And did you have any idea what you were reading?
Not particularly.
Well, then the system works. They don't really want you to understand what they're about to do to you.
I have a feeling that's probably true.
They paid the attorney just enough.
Well, those of you wondering, well, what's the solution, Ken and Brandon? Don't just create the problem. What's the solution? Well, later on in the show, we're going to give you a little tool that'll actually help you.
But to get the payola, you got to stick around.
Yeah. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I don't go on the internet very often, and I have dial-up. And
say no more.
I don't think I recognize the problem right away, but I would suggest probably at least a week or more. I have Earthlink.
Okay.
And I go to the icon on the screen, and I click on it, and nothing happens. Nothing.
Let me get this straight. You want an icon when you click on it to do something every single time?
Well, to have a little bar that says, okay, open, close, do something.
But you want this computer to do what you want it to do every single time. I don't think Microsoft had that in mind when you...
Did you pay extra for that.
Did you read the end-user license agreement for Windows?
Probably not.
You have to buy the Works Every Time Plus pack.
Yes. Now, okay. So, is it now permanently not working,
It is permanently not working.
Okay, well, that's good, because intermittent problems are much more difficult to fix, because when they work and they don't work and they work, how do you track it down? If it's not working at all, there's a couple of possibilities. The software that's associated with that icon, is this icon on your desktop?
Yes, sir.
That's known as a shortcut, so there's really nothing there on that icon other than a pointer that says, go over to this part of the computer and start this program. If nothing's happening, likely the start this program part of it, mm-hmm. something happened. So have you recently done a cleanup, an update, anything that you can think of that might have triggered this event?
I don't believe I have, no.
Do you still have the Earthlink software on CD somewhere near you?
I do.
Have you tried reinstalling it?
I have thought about that, but I wasn't sure. I'm not that confident about things.
Yeah, at this point, I would suggest that's probably the first thing. The other thing you can do is grab a cup of coffee and a cot and a razor and get on the phone, call tech support. Actually, Earthlink tech support's much better than the ones.
Yeah, they actually were rated number one by the J.D. Power & Associates for the big monster ISP.
Check out the brain on Brandon.
When I go to the ad remove program and I pull it up, they give me a phone number to call.
Well, likely what they're going to say is, okay, let's start by reinstalling the program, because that would be the logical thing. It sounds like something happened.
Yes.
But if you want to make absolutely sure, and if it's okay for you to spend that time, you know, you're going to add some time to the process, but at least you'll know what the official response is to this.
Right.
How technical are you? You said you're not very technical?
No, I'm not.
So you wouldn't be able to go into the properties of the shortcut and look to see where the target was and then go explore the... No, never mind.
But you see, nothing comes up when I click it.
Right, right. It's nothing's happening when you click the icon.
That's
which,
right.
Which means, the lights are on, but no one's home. They're not. They're not listening to you. They've somehow Absolutely. Cut the other end of the Dixie cup off.
I doubt you would make the problem any worse by trying to install the software, the EarthLink software.
Okay.
And you could fix it. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to go the real safe route, get on the phone, give them a call, and tell them what you're experiencing, and they'll be able to for sure give you some direction.
The only reason I'm suggesting you call them first is there's a possibility that things that you've set up, your configuration, some of the other things, they may have to do like a quick save of certain files before you do the install so that they don't get wiped out.
Okay.
So just to play it safe, if you've got the time, it's always best to contact the company or look on their website, see if they can give you some guidance along that line.
Sounds like a plan.
Shag, thanks for chiming in there.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
And keep that in mind, folks. When it's not working, it's not fun to call the company, but sometimes that's your best bet.
It's the Computer Corner. We got a quick timeout here. When we come back, more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827.
October.